لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة فعلم ما في قلوبهم فأنزل السكينة عليهم وأثابهم فتحا قريبا.
Allah was much pleased with the believers when they swore fealty to you under the tree. He knew what was in their hearts, so He bestowed inner peace upon them and rewarded them with a victory near at hand.
The word sakina, inner peace, signifies that on whose strength a man courts dangers with full peace of mind for a great cause. He undertakes the task which is essential for the achievement of the cause to which he is wedded, and this regardless of all risks and dangers he may be exposed to.
وَمَغَانِمَ كَثِيرَةً يَأْخُذُونَهَا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا.
And with abundant spoils which they shall acquire, Allah is most mighty, most wise.
This alludes to the victory in the Battle of Khaybar and the spoils that they acquired on that occasion.
وَعَدَكُمُ اللَّهُ مَغَانِمَ كَثِيرَةً تَأْخُذُونَهَا فَعَجَّلَ لَكُمْ هَذِهِ وَكَفَّ أَيْدِيَ النَّاسِ عَنْكُمْ وَلِتَكُونَ آيَةً لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَيَهْدِيَكُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا.
Allah has promised you abundant spoils which you shall acquire. He has instantly granted you this victory and has restrained the hands of people from you, that it may be a sign for the believers, and He may guide you to a straight way.
Allah has promised you abundant spoils which you shall acquire.
This alludes to the several other victories in quick succession that were attained by the Muslims.
He has instantly granted you this victory.
This alludes to the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, which is characterized as a clear victory at the beginning of the surah, see verse 1 above.
And has restrained the hands of people from you.
That is, God did not enable the Qurayshite unbelievers to battle with the believers in Hudaybiyah. This was despite the fact that apparently they were in a far better position and in terms of military strength seemed to have a clear edge over the Muslims.
وَأُخْرَى لَمْ تَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهَا قَدْ أَحَاطَ اللَّهُ بِهَا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرًا.
He also promises you other spoils which you have not yet taken, but Allah has encompassed them. Allah has power over everything, but Allah has encompassed them.
Presumably, this is an allusion to the conquest of Mecca. The upshot of the statement is that even though Mecca did not fall to the Muslims, God has caused it to be surrounded from all directions. As a result of the victory of Hudaybiyah, that important city too would soon be theirs.
وَلَوْ قَاتَلَكُمُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوَلَّوُ الْأَدْبَارَ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا.
Had the unbelievers fought against you at that time, they would have turned their backs in flight and would have found none to protect or help them.
سُنَّةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي قَدْ خَلَتْ مِن قَبْلُ وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا.
Such is Allah's way that has come down from the past. Never shall you find any change in the way of Allah.
وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَفَّ أَيْدِيَهُمْ عَنْكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ عَنْهُمْ بِبَطْنِ مَكَّةَ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ أَظْفَرَكُمْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرًا.
He it is who restrained their hands from you and your hands from them in the valley of Mecca, even though He had made you victorious against them. Allah was watching all that you did.
هم الذين كفروا وصدوكم عن المسجد الحرام والهدي معكوفا أن يبلغ محله ولولا رجال مُؤْمِنُونَ وَنِسَاءٌ مُؤْمِنَاتٌ لَمْ تَعْلَمُوهُمْ أَنْ تَطَؤُوهُمْ فتصيبكم منهم معرة بغير علم ليدخل الله في رحمته من يشاء لو تزيلوا لعذبنا الذين كفروا منهم عذابا أليما.
They are the ones who disbelieved and barred you from the inviolable mosque and prevented the animals you had designated for sacrifice from reaching the place of their offering. If it had not been for the believing men and believing women who lived in Mecca and whom you did not know, and had there not been the fear that you might trample on them and unwittingly incur blame on their account, then fighting would not have been put to a stop. It was stopped so that Allah may admit to His mercy whomsoever He pleases, had those believers been separated from the rest. We would certainly have inflicted a grievous chastisement on those of them, i.e. the Meccans, who disbelieved.
It was because of this consideration that God did not allow fighting at Hudaybiyah. At that time, there was a considerable number of Muslims, both men and women, living in Mecca, some of whom concealed their faith. There were others who were known to be believers, but were utterly helpless, were subjected to fierce persecution, and so could not migrate to Medina. Had fighting taken place and the Muslims made their way to Mecca, these Muslims might possibly have been unwittingly killed along with the unbelievers by their fellow Muslims. The other consideration was that God did not want Mecca to capitulate to the Muslims after a bloody conflict. Rather, He wanted to surround the Quraysh from all sides, rendering them utterly helpless within a couple of years. Thus, they would be overpowered, without putting up any armed resistance. This, in turn, would facilitate the embracing of Islam by the Quraysh, and this is exactly what happened after the conquest of Mecca.
إِذْ جَعَلَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْحَمِيَّةَ حَمِيَّةَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ فَأَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَتَهُ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ وَعَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ التَّقْوَى وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِهَا وَأَهْلَهَا وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا.
This is why, when the unbelievers set in their hearts a fierce bigotry, the bigotry of ignorance, Allah bestowed inner peace upon His Messenger and upon the believers, and made the word of piety binding on them. They were more deserving and worthier thereof. Allah has knowledge of everything.
Allah bestowed inner peace upon His Messenger and upon the believers.
The word sakina here signifies that patience and dignity which characterized the resistance put up by the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the Muslims to the unbelievers' chauvinistic rancor. They were never provoked by their bullishness and blatant transgression, nor did they respond to their opponents' behavior by committing any excesses or acting unrighteously, nor did they act in ways that would unnecessarily complicate matters.